Mr. Brandon Milner.
Good afternoon to all. From the early years as a youth, there is a burning desire in our minds that makes us want to believe in miraculous things. The type of things that average people would call a sign from the heavens or an act from God himself. For instance, back in 2004, a 10-year-old girl made herself a grilled cheese sandwich, showed it to her mom, and they kind of came together and thought they had seen an image of the Virgin Mary inside of this grilled cheese sandwich that she made. Now, this sandwich ended up selling on eBay for $28,000. Now, is this what you think about when you hear the word miracle? Now, you guys may have seen the images of a baby alligator that was found in Wisconsin a few years ago. The gator had dark scales all over its body, but on its side, it had white scales, and it spelled out the word capital G, capital O, capital D. Now, is this a miracle or happenstance? Some interesting facts that I found. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to find where they came from, but it is interesting. 84% of Americans believe that God performs miracles. 67% have prayed to God for a miracle to happen. And about 63% of Americans claim to have known someone who has had a miracle happen to them. So today, we will look into the Word of God at some miracles that have happened in the past and some that are prophesied in the future. And hopefully we'll be able to better define this topic. Now, the Oxford Dictionary defines miracle a surprising or welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific law and is therefore considered to be the work of divine agency. And I found it a little more interesting that, you know, not the best source in the world, but Wikipedia defined miracle as an event not explicable by natural or scientific laws. Such an event may be attributed to a supernatural being, in parentheses, capital G-O-D, God, or lowercase G-O-D, gods, end quote. A miracle worker, a saint, or a religious leader, which was kind of interesting. Now, I would like to read to you from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 11. You guys can turn if you'd like, but I'll just read it. He has made everything beautiful in its time, and he has put eternity in their hearts. Except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to the end. So we see here that God has placed eternity into the minds of his creation, mankind. And this is one of the reasons that people love miracles so much. This is another reason why in Chicago a couple years ago, there were tens of thousands of people lined up underneath a bridge because there was a leaking water main, and the water leaked onto a wall, and everyone thought the wall had a vision, once again, of Virgin Mary from the leakage on the pipe. So thousands of people lined up to take pictures of that wall. Now, many people can get caught up in the idea of miraculous things happening. And miracles such as these, what we're going to do is take a look at some of the miracles that happened throughout the history of the Bible, and they are recorded for us to gain faith and belief in the words that are here in our Bible. Now, I did a little research on the topic, and there was a book published in the early 1900s titled Knave's Topical Bible Coordinates, and they say there's over 87 miracles or miraculous events recorded here in the Old Testament. Just to kind of give us an idea of some of them, we won't turn. But for one, the creation of the world in Genesis 1. We see the great flood in Genesis 7. How about if we can envision the destruction of Sodom? That's recorded over in Genesis 19. Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt. We can think of some of these miraculous things that have defined physical law. Let's think of a few more. How about the plagues that went on in Egypt? The pillar of cloud and fire that the camp of Israel was to follow. Manna. And it goes on and on. And a little more interesting, the same coordinates here states there's over 37 recorded miracles that were performed by Christ himself. And just to cover a few of those, miracles or miraculous events. The water converted into wine. We can all say that was a miraculous event. Christ heals someone who had a demonic spirit over in Mark chapter 1. He cleanses the leper in Matthew chapter 8 and restored a withering hand in Matthew chapter 12. So miracles such as these have been argued from theologians and scientists for many years. And they try to use science to explain these events and how they have occurred, but what they do is they take away the power of God. The truth is, science cannot prove or disprove if miracles have happened or if they're happening. There's really no way to prove it either way. There is a limitation on science, and that limitation is that science only really study the physical universe, but they can't explain when things transcend the law of physics, such as, you know, a lot of the miracles that were just mentioned. So science doesn't give credit to the spiritual realm. They don't notify or give any credit to God and the power that he and his angels have. So many people still may question if, you know, the miracles they read about in the Bible are true, but we must believe that there are true miracles and miraculous events that God has intervened to bring about his purposes and to fulfill prophecies that he wants to fulfill. We must also believe that our Heavenly Father will intervene for those who come to him in faith and genuinely ask for his aid. God has all power, and he will use it, you know, as he pleases. Now, we can easily differentiate his miracles from the worldly superstitions that we can kind of find in the news headlines, through the tweets that are out there and Facebook posts. We can easily differentiate these by the purpose. Now, if we really think about it, an image in a grilled cheese sandwich, what purpose does that serve? To be honest, it doesn't serve much of a purpose according to the plan of God. So we can't allow ourselves to get worked up about things like this. Now, and there's a reason for that. It is because we must be aware of the warnings written in the prophecies of the Bible. We are warned many times of false miracles that will be authorized by Satan. They will be meant to deceive the world and take them further away from God, their creator. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24, and I'm sure we're all familiar with this passage. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 24, it reads, "For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." So, and this is the period of the Great Tribulation, and Christ warns us. So, according to our Bibles, we are now living in the end of the age of man. And Scripture show that there will be a battle between good and evil spiritual forces. Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2 and verse 9 and read a little bit of what it says about the deception and the lying wonders that will come about. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Let's also turn to Revelations chapter 16 and start at verse 13. I'll read a little bit more. We know this is towards the end time as well, before Christ comes into his kingdom. So Revelations chapter 16 and verse 13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth, of the whole earth, and to gather them in the battle of the great day of Almighty God. So as we can see here, miraculous events and miracles are true. They are recorded here in our Bible. They're taking place around us today, and they are very real. So we see at the end time there will be a battle between the evil and good spiritual realm. And let's look how God will use his power and the two witnesses. Let's turn to Revelation 11, a couple pages over, starting at verse 3 in Revelation 11. And I will give power to my witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. There are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. So when we see or hear about these events happening, we should be able to recognize them as biblical prophecies being fulfilled and kind of differentiate them from Satan's plan and the way he will use miraculous events to try to fool us. So by far the biggest miracle will be all the events that will take place, you know, as Christ is coming into his kingdom here on earth. We will read one last scripture concerning the miracle, coming miracles, age of miracles. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 35 and just read verses 5 to 7. And if we can imagine these miracles or miraculous events taking place and believe that they are true. Chapter Isaiah 35, starting at verse 5. Then the eyes of the blind shall be open, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For water shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And it goes on just to explain a lot of the miraculous events that will take place when Christ comes into his kingdom, because we know that today the earth is going to get a little worse and there will be a lot of fixing to do. So we see that miracles and miraculous events are true. God has used them in the past, present, and future to bring forth his will and complete his plan that he has for humanity. We must continue to study our Bibles and cover these many warnings of the coming deception that will be disguised as miracles of God. And let us continue to pray for wisdom, protection, and guidance at this end time.